Now, are you saying that man lived earlier than most believe, or that dinosaurs lived longer, later than most believe?
I believe that man and dinosaurs lived together in the last few thousand years, and I believe there's an overwhelming avalanche of evidence from history, from artifacts and paintings, and other eyewitness encounters that have been recorded that prove that dinosaurs and man lived together. In fact, we have ancient texts in Mesopotamia, China, Europe, Mexico, South America that describe giant reptiles and creatures with scaly skin, slender necks, and massive bodies, stubby legs, and long tails. And then, for instance, in AD 70, Pliny, the Roman historian, he recorded that in Africa there are elephants, but in India there are the dragons that are larger than elephants, and then he gives a description of dragons. Alien in his Natural History, which was written in 220 AD, he gives a description of these creatures that are 25 to 30 feet in length that are very similar to Triceratops and Ankylosaurs and other dinosaurs. It's important to realize that the term dinosaur was not coined until 1841 by Sir Edwin Owen, which means, it's a compound Greek word, which means terrible lizard or frightfully fearful lizard. Before that, dinosaurs were known as dragons. It's a Greek word. In fact, the Greeks prior to this 1842, if you look way back in the Greek language, they, in the reptilian class, they did four categories. They did reptiles that were serpents, crocodiles, alligators, turtles, and lizards. And then they had a special class called the Draco, which this was an unusual reptile, very, very large, that walked upright and had a long tail. Now, paleontologists said, oh, that can't be, you know, dinosaurs right. and man didn't live together. But if you look in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, all the way through the 70s, the paleontological books on dinosaurs had them with splayed legs outward and their bellies, you know, close to the ground and their tail dragging. But the Greeks had it accurately than their description of a Draco, a dragon, a dinosaur. The leading paleontologist in China, Dr. Dong Ziming, he says there's always been, for over 2,000 years, that the dragons were associated and known as the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were dragons, in other words. It is very, very heavy in the ancient literature about this, and their descriptions are accurate. I could list the numerous other examples of this, and we have cases of encounters with dinosaurs. In 900 AD, there was an Irish writer, and he tells of an animal that he met, which has iron nails on its tail. It had a head similar to a horse. It had thick legs and strong claws. There's only one animal that we know of that looks like that, a stegosaur. It has the spikes at the end, which they would describe as iron nails sticking up. It has a long tail, and all the features are like a stegosaur. There is an encyclopedia of written in the 1500s that it's the Anglo-Saxon Chronicles in England, and they describe several what we would call dinosaurs, and they're described accurately. So these are some of the things we have from literature that shows that dinosaurs and man lived together.
You know, Dennis, to me then, if this is true, and we're not talking about a long period ago, then it's very possible that some of these dinosaurs could be on this planet today, somewhere.
It is very possible in the Congo and in the Cameroon at Lalatola Swamp in the Congo, which is larger than the state of Florida. This is just the swamp is larger than the state of Florida. I have some friends who have gone there. One of them is Bill Gibbons. And when they went deep into the swamp, they were among pygmies who had never seen white people. And they took different drawings of animals And they said, because there's a creature over there, they call Makili Mbembe, the animal that blocks rivers. And they said, is Makili Mbembe, is it a lion? Is it, you know, they showed a picture of an elephant? And when they showed them a picture of a sauropod dinosaur, they pointed to the sauropod dinosaur and said, it's a dinosaur. So, and it's probably no more than about 25 feet long, I would guess, from the descriptions. But they have the identical same what they call it, the creature that blocks rivers, it's a different name, but it's the same description of the same animal among the pygmies deep in the Cameroon in Africa.
Incredible. Well, if there's one, there must be two. There must be a family.
There might be just a few left, yes.
That is an incredible story.
Very much so.
Hey, Dennis, also during the break, if you have a webmaster, I don't know if you're doing your own computer work, but people are having trouble getting into your website. I don't know if we cook
it. Yes, we do. What was happening is there's so many hits on it at once. Like 50,000 at a time.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's good. We will make sure it gets back up the web. Yes.
I just want you to get your due because, you know, a lot of our listeners just love going to our guests' websites. And,
yes. And I have more evidences there of dinosaurs and humans living together
in
the recent history than any place. In fact, there is a petroglyph, which is a rock art carving done by the Anastasis somewhere between 750 and 1300 AD in the White River Canyon of Utah. The first major exploration of the canyon was 1961, the Audrey Hobler expedition into the canyon. And while they were documenting this Anastasi site, where they abandoned it abruptly at 1300 AD, just walked off and left everything. And among the rock art, they noted this dinosaur zoomorph. And then nobody else had seen it for about 30 years. And I went looking for it, and when I went down into the canyon, searched over several years, and there on the side, it's 36 inches long. It's done by the Indian method of stipple and peck, where they used a chisel and a stone hammer, and they pecked it out, and it has the equal desert varnish, and it's pitted and it's weathered, and there's a dinosaur. It's like getting into a time machine being jettisoned into the past.
Dennis, what do other scientists... You know, you're an archaeologist, you're an adventurer, cryptozoologist, but what do other scientists say about your theory?
Well, when the evidence is shown, they lapse into a profound and prolonged silence and a deafening silence. It has sent some tremors through the academic community. We were at the forefront some time ago in going to Cambodia, into the jungle. And deep in the jungle of Cambodia, at the Temple of Taprom, which was built by Javarman the VII in 1189 A.D. We know that because the Sanskrit inscriptions on the temple walls. It was abandoned at around 1400 A.D. It was engulfed and swallowed up by the jungle. And it was rediscovered around 1901. I have the original photographs of... There was only 500 copies of the book ever published, but I have it, and it has all of the jungle overgrowth everywhere, covering it, the rubble and everything. Henri Marcel was a French archaeologist, the equivalent of our Smithsonian, and when he was excavating in a certain area, when he pulled back all of the vines and the trees and got 12 foot of rubble out, behind that rubble was a column and a stegosaur dinosaur from 1200 A.D. I'm going to tell you, that is a perplexing problem. For evolutionists, here's what they say about it. It blows evolution out of the water.